Hey guys, welcome back to the Afrobeats and Cheers podcast. On episode 7, we'll be talking about Wizkid's Made in Lagos album.
Yep.
Aja, why do you keep smiling?
Introduce your co-host.
I was about to.
You are so greedy.
But why do you keep smiling?
Welcomers.
She's waiting for you to.
She's waiting for me to.
I'm not waiting for anybody to do anything. Welcome us. You've been using the word welcome since.
Michael, what's up with you?
Wow, gender
hey, man,
balance.
I'm good. I'm good, man. Everything's lovely.
There's never a day you are sad or something is wrong. Everything is lovely.
There are days where you get sad.
So like or
review
to
or review albums. No, I was like, oh, I feel like
who was talking to you? On Debia, he's always excited. I feel good. I feel Debia. He's always good. He always has a particular mood.
And you are always smiling too. So what's up with that?
No, but I don't say. I just sometimes I go raw. But no, he's always
what's
trying to.
Raw about,
I go raw. Like the other
what?
Time,
okay,
I was
the other episode.
I was going through a lot, like depression and all that.
You were talking sex playlist and all of that. That was depression.
That was the beginning. Hey Adam.
I mean, hey, listen.
Hey Adam.
Wait, Michael.
Hey, listen. There's many forms of depression, so you cannot categorize them.
Okay.
No, but still, I always channel that. I don't always go one way. I always try and, express myself in different forms.
Aja, how are you doing?
Oh, since you ask, I think I'm okay.
Aww.
I think I'm okay.
That was kind of sweet.
You know we don't do romance, Michael.
Yeah. Okay, over the weekends though, let's talk the headies.
How many weekends? I didn't know there was at the end of the weekend.
Oh.
But go on.
Okay, okay.
Hey.
Yo.
Okay,
so Wizkid won Artist of the Year at the just end.
Yeah, I think that was pretty lit.
I mean, are you surprised?
At all. I think he deserves it. He really did.
He deserves it, yeah. And hey, your husband too, though.
I think he got about 5 awards. I had to repost because he's trying. He's really trying. Because I think Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps got best R&B album.
Yeah.
That guy really tried. I mean, my husband really tried, but yeah.
Michael, which of your artists got something?
You know, Wizkid is always number one, but I was really really glad that Niniola.
Niniola, that's Tenny's sister. You always keep saying
the yes, yes. Her. She her famous song Addicted. I'm so glad that they got recognized because that song is really, really good actually. So shout out to her and shout out to all the people that won as well.
Alright, great. Okay, so
over to who?
To Adra.
Which Adra?
Adra's on the hot seat today?
Hey, at all.
Adra, are you not on the hot seat?
I think.
Hey, wait. So the host has asked us how we are doing, but we didn't ask him how he's doing. So what's going on here?
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. He has to finish his whole segment before he brings on the you or I.
What do you mean by how to?
No, because we're supposed to give you that exchange of pleasantries. Like, so how are you feeling? How's your mental? I think mentally you are fine.
Exactly.
You are mentally sound for today. So I think I can answer that.
I can't respond you now, BMCC.
They say psychology knows who I need now. She's putting me to use. No, but seriously, how are you?
I'm in my
C++ psychology,
I know. I don't know. JavaScript, you know.
Alright, so back to the episode. Let's talk Made in Lagos.
You see how you just switched? You don't want to tell us how you are feeling.
I'm good.
Exactly. Mostly, if you are really good, you always say, oh, like I'm Gucci or like I'm D&G.
But I'm
right, I'm Prada. Like, you know.
I'm good.
Yeah, like, you Gucci?
I'm good.
I see gray hair. So
yeah, like, Gucci, the architectural pension, though. He's really going towards pension. He's edging towards that. So, Charlie, we'll find out if he can get Jimper.
Let's talk Made in Lagos, though.
Okay.
Let's talk Made in Lagos. Aja.
I wasn't born on Monday, please. Respect yourself.
Hey, now that you're...
Respect yourself, please. I'm we don't like stress. But okay.
Adria, tell us how you feel about that.
Since y'all want to put me on the hot seat, I think I would have to accept. It's not really that much of a hot seat. But yes, I feel Wizkid's made in Lagos. It's capable of getting a Grammy nomination, honestly speaking. Because everything was on point, from the sounds to like the arrangements to the features he put on. I think everything was on point. He literally never disappoints. And it's no surprise he won Artist of the Year at the Headies, just ended Headies. So yeah, I would say my all-time favorite on that album, I like every song on it, but my all-time favorite is Ginger with Oluwa Burna, or Burna Boy, if people don't know Oluwa Burna. So yeah. Then he has a couple of features on there that I feel, yes, like, aside from the Burna Boy one, he has Piece of Me with Elame, he has Essence with Tems, and then he has Blessed with, I think, Damian Marley.
That was a
dope
feature.
Yeah, so I feel, honestly, I can't even pick a horrible song. I think the only one I didn't really, really like was Reckless. But when I say didn't really like, I liked it, but I think after a minute and 44 seconds, I was like, yeah, it really hit me. Like, everything, the instrumentals and everything was perfect. So I think I'd have to say Wizkid really, you know, pulled out all the strings for this one, pulled out all the stops for this one. So I see you getting a Grammy. Maybe not winning the award, but he's getting a Grammy nomination. So
I mean, if it's capable of getting a nomination, I feel
then
like
he should go all out.
There's a chance.
He can go all out and get the award as well. So yeah.
So what were the highlights for you?
I think, like, literally everything was on point, from the mixing to the arrangements. But I think from one episode, Drizzy was trying to highlight that most artists, what he, Drizzy, looks at is the way they arrange it. Maybe from one to the maybe 15th or 14th song, every song eases you into the next one. So it's not like maybe you hear probably like Afro pop, the next one is a little bit of rap, then R&B. Like, it just eases you. So from Reckless to Grace, I feel every song is just like a transition. So the highlight for me was he did a really good job. So I think I expected that. Yeah. So well, to me, he killed it.
Right. All right, Michael, you tell us how you feel about that album.
Oh my God! I just want to say that this album, Made in Lagos, was perfectly planned, and literally it came at the right time. Because I know we were dealing with so much in terms of COVID-19, NSARS, police brutality, and just like the whole nine yards, which we still are facing right now. But like, when he released that album in October, it literally, like, I don't know, but it was just perfect. I loved it. I listened to it like a whole bunch of times. I still listen to it up to this day.
Michael, let me interrupt you. Is there ever an album we've reviewed that you've had like horrible ratings for it before? Because your intro is always, you know, like, every song comes, or every album we've reviewed, you know, comes at a perfect time for you. Probably like you're dealing with school stress or COVID stress or like life stress. Because I remember I'm a race album, you gave like a similar
and even credit score stress.
I can't even have a simple conversation with it too. I'm so down with it too. But like, yeah, because I don't think Michael has ever had like a bad or like a not so good review for any of the albums we've reviewed personally, because every song from Stonewall's Another Junction to Kelvin Boy's Black Star,
right,
it's always the same with him. No, it's always,
maybe
I'm not saying,
maybe he vibes,
yeah,
the
I guess
song,
it, but then literally he's always like, it came at a good time. I love how he put this together. I love how.
So what's your question though? You want to know when it's never
when has he had a, you know, like a terrible,
a bad experience
rating to one particular album?
Maybe
particular
that album is yet to come.
It is probably yet to come.
See, because Michael's always in a jolly good mood, so probably.
I am. I'm very jolly, I would say. So with Afrobeats, I haven't had a bad encounter with any album yet. I don't like sad songs, so like any other song that's not like, you know what I mean, like that's sad, obviously you won't catch me listening to it. But now Wizkid did a good job. No lie. I'm not even kidding.
Your favorites on the album though?
My favorite on the album, honestly, it's hard to choose a favorite. But the one I listen to all the time is with Skepta. It is called, give me a second.
Wow, the one you listen Long to, Time. You have to figure out what you're trying to their song title. Wow.
No, because, you see, that's what I'm saying. It's so hard. There's so many good songs in there, from like Smile to Bless, Mighty Wine, even Reckless that you don't like. I think Reckless is pretty good, honestly speaking. Like, all of it. No Stress is good. Like, what?
What do you think of Essence with
Tems? The whole thing is good. Oh my God, Essence with Tems. Actually, I just posted on my Instagram story a few days ago. The lyrics that like they put together was bomb. Okay? I don't know whether if Tems wrote it or Rizkid wrote it for her, whatever the case may be, literally, it was perfect. I don't know if they sat in the same room together and did it, but it looked like, and it sounds like they did. It just syncs, everything's just perfect. I'm sorry if you don't believe in this album, but if you don't, then you have a problem. You need to go listen to it.
What do you think of the relationship Wizkid shares with Skepta, though?
What do you mean, like from their past songs?
Yeah, because like you see anytime they link up to make a song, it's always dope with Skepta.
Yo, it's always bomb. I don't know what their relationship is like. I honestly don't have any pictures of them together on my phone or like on their social medias, but whenever they link up, it's literally like amazing. From
Why is Adjoa so weak?
I don't know. Adjoa is weak because, you know, she just wanna catch me slipping.
Why are you so weak?
Trust me.
She wanna catch me slipping.
Adjoa is the real devil.
Listen, she's Eve Yasmano.
I don't wanna catch Michael or Jesus slipping, but
Adjoa is the real Eve.
No, but seriously though, Wizkid is a legend. Just saying, if you didn't know, you should now you know.
All right.
Actually, before I actually like end my thing, I just want to say that I like how he basically like use like his Fela Kuti inspiration and stuff with the jazz and all that good stuff in there. So he did a good job.
You mean what, the beats, the live instruments?
Yeah,
though,
with the beats.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. I think I like that. I like that too.
So what's your favorite?
On the album there, it's actually very difficult to choose favorites though. Like,
but you should have one. I think you should have one that you vibe with. You may not know all the lyrics to that particular song, but and when it comes on, you get to smile, you get to kind of sing along. It's a particular one. For me, it is Ginger with
Burna
Boy.
Well, I like.
59. I'm feeling
bad. Yeah.
Michael.
We want you not to sing again.
Now you see what you've gone to do. You have to apologize to our listeners because you just ruined someone's eardrums.
Sorry for your ears.
I mean, yeah. I like Reckless, Ginger, Sweet One, Blessed, and Grace. Yeah, they are good songs.
Okay.
How about Essence with Tems?
Yeah, it wasn't a bad song. Like just like I said, it's very difficult to choose your favorite. But with this project though, like it shows how Wizkid plays both sides, like the way he's pushing Afrobeats to like on the international market and how he's cementing his place in Africa still.
I like how you said cementing.
Yeah, cause like we know who he is. And he is the papa. I mean, on the album there's like there are amazing songs left, right, center.
Yeah, no.
Everywhere, I feel like it's a classic album.
Please don't play yourself.
I don't know, like it's no. I feel I don't know, like it's very like like a difficult to like.
Coming from someone who said he can't pick a particular favorite, so what is left for him for it to be like, you know, all that for you?
For me, Ankasa, they want to get into the end of the album. Relax, get into the end of the album. The last 2-3 songs on there, they didn't catch it for me like that.
Really?
Understand? Yeah, it didn't really
catch
it.
Wow. But Roma, Grace, Grace, right.
Yeah.
It didn't catch it for
nah,
me.
Yeah, like, the way I, like, album never vibing on that. The way I tell you, like, I know any man is difficult to crack to put it as a classic album. Like,
the first top 11.
Top songs, left, right, center.
Yeah, still copying what you said.
It's actually an album you can play back to back, like for real.
Oh yeah, I didn't skip the song.
Yeah. It's an album you can play. And I felt like the features were right for each song. Yeah. He made a feature for it. I don't know. I still feel like Wizkid should have a joint album with Skepta.
They should. Oh my god.
They should have a joint album. We are waiting on that.
It probably is. Yeah, I hope so.
We're waiting for that.
No, yeah.
Yeah, so that's it for me about the album. It's it's very difficult to say something else like
what?
It's very difficult for me to, you know, point out what you don't like, and you know, like it's a planning, just right. Like you said, he actually took his time and then wrote the whole album. I like how he used the whole live instruments for his beat instead of the whole sonic digital production style, you know. So yeah, I mean that's what African music is supposed to be about, right? Drums,
he always comes on point.
I'm the best hype man. Hello.
Thank you. All right,
but big ups to this kid.
Adra, I'm looking at your neck right now. You've got Adra and Amma.
I don't have Adra.
Starboy.
Oh, it's... Are you a bit dick? Starboy, yeah. So I feel... I forgot to add. I feel his Made in Lagos is like... It's like his previous album. I'm trying to figure that one out. The one that has Adra Olegba on it. It just took me back to... I think, yeah.
Joy.
It's 2014. Yeah, I think, yeah. It just took me back. Gave me that whole Wizkid, you know, when he was... up, like not up and coming, but like he had cemented his foot, like he had a firm standing and he was pushing himself, getting international features here and there. So I feel like it took me back to that kind of skill. So yeah, it was I think this album kind of won a Grammy.
I think so too.
Not just being nominated, but I think I won a Grammy.
I think it's definitely a worldwide tune. Like even if, let's say, you don't listen to like African music, like I feel like this one, like even if you listen to it, you actually like enjoy it. Like there's no like.
Yeah, it has this Caribbean vibe to it too. Like, you know, the Caribbean vibe, you know, pushing the whole international scene. Oh, like UK, US, I'm almost feeling like Caribbean vibe, you know. And back home, you know, so like he didn't like forget to represent Africa on the drums, the production and all of that. So yeah, I think he did good.
So what is your rating, Anna?
I think we'll go on a
We have to go on a break and then debate that.
Okay.
I guess I'll just take it on a break.
Wait, are you lunch, please?
Blang, 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 blang.
I met her on the high street, she too sweet. I said, what's good? She told me, you'll see. Said she living life like a movie. I said, come and teach me, you know I got the school fees. Ready or not, man, I'm with a few G's. So where your friends at? I'm trying to get high, I got the jetpack. Smile on my face when she texts back. Said she don't wanna play games, I respect that. No lies, man, I'm telling you the truth. Everything mad when I pull up with the goons. So rock boys, we ain't fucking with the goose. Big racks, that's money out the roof. White tee, black hoodie, you see the sauce. Big swag, bang coolie. Speak up, who's hating, what's goodie? I've been a boss, star boy, chat to me.
She say, bad man, you make me feel so fine. Fine, fine. Every liquor wine say a perfect wine. Wine, wine. Nobody fight pass you tonight. Nine, nine. Say na me and you go there till we get no time. Time, time.
I don't know, it speaks to me really.
Yeah, it's a good song, it's actually a good song. Same song as well, dope.
Very. Yeah. Aside from the R&B vibes, I just love her personality.
Yeah, for real, she's dope.
Anyway, so welcome back to Afrobeat and Chill. Wait, let me not spoil it. Drizzle, you have the
host. Oh, you did it good.
I'll show you something on Whiskey's album. You think you were fast, you sneaky little child.
Right.
So, all right, listeners. All right, guys. Welcome back to the Afrobeat and Cheers podcast, though. Adra, what would be your rating, actually? Because, like, you give your take on the album. You said what you liked about it, even behind the scenes. You were showing me all of these ABCs you thought should have been added to it, or all of that. Adra should actually produce an album, though. She looks like one that can executively produce.
Here you are saying I can produce an album. Mm-hmm. My dad is like, I can be a coach because I was given tips. Silas is like, I should be a DJ because I know how to make songs. So, you, but which career path at all should I pick?
She said you can do all nine.
Y'all shouldn't have me conflicted. Like, you know, pick one for me. Let me stick to that.
Michael, what's your onion then?
Media, make us.
Uncle Tongpala, only the unchain, only
the. I want to hear the
make. Onya day.
Make.
Kalana.
Hey, Obesua.
Jamestown Fisherman.
Obesua.
Jamestown Fisherman.
And then Monko.
I won't mind the two of you.
And then Monko.
I'm so dumb, but Keta schoolboy is not make our cotton. I won't mind the two of you. I think my overall.
Overall, let's
go.
we don't care. We don't care. Michael,
think,
don't do that to Adra.
No,
nah,
I think
don't do
my
that.
Overall rating is, I'll give it like an 8 out of 10.
Okay. Out of 10?
Like Drizzle said,
8.
8. I think there's no horrible song on there. It's very difficult to pick your particular favorite because I didn't skip any song. Everything was played from 1 to the 14th one. So I think, yeah, I'll give that 8 out of 10. I may side with Drizzle when he said, you know, Akakitikitibi to just make it a classic. So I think that Kitikitibi is like the two left. So I think 8 out of 10 speaks for me when I say, yeah, that's cool.
That's a good. That's
I mean,
good
I'll yeah, that's a good rating. I'll give it an 8 too.
Hey,
come
I'm not copying.
I
was going to give it an 8.
Because
like I was a little bit conflicted. Like me nimse me man 8 and I'm in con 9.
Hey, see, you have your voice recorder on you're recording me. Hey, Anas Junior.
I was like, my name's a man 8 and I'm in court 9. But
I don't like sharing my points.
Now, me, I will hear my points. Previous episodes, where 2-3 times now. Hey. Michael, so what's up? What will be your rating, though?
Yeah.
Michael, it's, don't copy us.
No,
please,
no, I won't.
Please,
I won't.
Please.
You know me, I'll be different now. Come on.
No, you are never different. You are still the same.
Tell Michael. Michael, be
nah, I want to give it a 10, but there's no such, like, I feel like I know Wizkid will always give another banger, so I can't say 10. I'll give it a 9, but on a real, it's the best album for me. I kid you not. Like, I have it downloaded on, like, I have Spotify, I have iTunes or Apple Music, and I have all these other, like, platforms I used to listen to music, and I actually have them all downloaded on there because, you know, I just can't get it.
Adra, is it just me? And I said, maybe something is wrong with me. I mean, say, Michael, it's in your mind, a concert, I'm on a 10.
And you might have met your mama.
You see what I've been saying, Michael is like, he agrees, he just goes with the flow. Because he, like, something like that, I thought probably he would give like a 7 or probably stick with us and pick an 8. But he's saying he gave it a 9. Cause
now, Mika, but, I was expecting a 10 because, like, from the intro,
Mika, I tell you, but I can't say, this, you know.
No, because Michael's like, you know, there was no bad song on there. Vibe with every song. Every song depicted his mood, how he was feeling. You know, like the credit scores, depression. Maybe when he was hungry, he had a song he was playing for that.
Maybe Michael likes Wizkid as a person. Michael, you like Wizkid as a person?
I've
right?
never met him, but I think I probably will like him as a person, even though he's short.
Because be then I will shop for you.
I don't have beef with short people, but
Michael, should I be alarmed?
No, are you short?
Because you know my height, and then if you feel
nah, you just slow down.
No, but yeah, what's good is JJ.
Yeah, so I mean, okay, so Joe, you give it an 8 or 9?
I gave it a 9.
Okay, I gave it an 8, and Andrew gave it an 8 too. So
yes.
I think it's a pretty dope album, and yeah, it did its thing. So yeah, shout out to Rizkid.
Oh no, it started raining. Dang.
All right, so Michael, why don't you tell us what artist or album we are reviewing on our next episode?
Oh God, we're gonna be presenting the one and only Miss V. Which is a Ghanaian artist. So without further ado, make sure you sign into the next podcast and hear what we have to say.
No, you just said Miss V. You have to tell us, is it what album we're going to talk about? You can't just say Miss V.
Oh,
and
I'm so sorry. The album's name is going to be called Invincible, but it's called...
What do you mean it's going to be?
Hey,
what do you mean it's
going to
be called?
Are you the producer of the album, Anna? Are you the producer of the album?
She's already released the album. We're going to
delve
into it.
So just tell us the name of the album, then.
The name of the album is Invincible, guys, by Miss V.
All right.
Why are you smiling? I'm in such a pretty good mood. So anyway, thank you guys for tuning in, listening to us, streaming. You can find us on Instagram, Afrobeats and Cheers. You can find us on Anchor. It's an app that is on App Store and Play Store as well. So anytime you download, just type in Afrobeats and Cheers, and please favorite us because we give you good and quality content. You can tweet with us on Twitter, you can follow us on Instagram, I already said that, and follow us on Snapchat as well, so you'll be first to hear our pre-releases and all that. So.
And behind the scenes content too.
Drizzle, why do you come with all the dramatic effects? Oh my god. Just be yourself. Don't be too stressed.
I just said behind the scenes.
You know, like, you always come with some like traumatic effect, but just like you and I both know.
Michael, did it sound anything like drama to you?
Anymore?
No, yeah, I didn't hear no media. You don't say media. I won't see and hear anything.
No, you there. Baby, I think I'm best in the canal. I was in India. You are using China time, so Happy New Year, Happy Lunar Year or something. So.
I know, right?
So anyway, thank you guys once again for listening. Please keep your reviews coming. Please keep your criticisms coming. Let us know how you feel. Interact with us on our social media profiles. Please do so. Once again, it's been lovely being your co-host. Since Drizzle wants me to do all the work, it's been lovely being your co-host. Actually,
I don't want you to do all
but
the
you
work.
Haven't
I like,
said, you
I like,
haven't said anything.
I like
you
hearing
anything.
Your voice.
No, you
so
haven't
just...
said anything. Well, okay.
I like
I know you're trying to run me, but I know you haven't said anything because you keep nodding your head and laughing.
I like hearing your voice. I guess that's the reason why I like to, like, I let you speak your mind and all that.
See, I let you speak your mind.
You
don't pay me enough for this job.
I just
right. Anyway,
that
thank you. So thank you guys, and it's been lovely. So have a good time.
Bye, guys.